Sunday morning, folks out there listening in around the world and around the nation. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you today, folks. Very, very good to be back with you. A lot of things going on, around the nation and around the world, and none of it is being covered on the news. Yes. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing, folks. I turned on the news each morning to try to figure out, to find out if they've done another false flag bombing of the nation or not, or the nation of Britain or Israel, because either three, they know, will force the American people to accept Bush going into Iran and Syria. And it didn't happen this morning, but we had a little blonde bimbo, super rich blonde bimbo on the news again this morning. It's going to go to jail for 20 days or something like that. And other trash on the news. And you would think, folks, you would really think with all this talk about weapons of mass destruction in Iran, and the phony stories of Iran helping Iraq blow up American troops over there, that Russia launching new intercontinental ballistic missiles would hit the news. You would truly think that, folks. But no, not at all. We have to go to the Pravda Russia newspaper to get this story. But, of course, America's government knows all about it, but not newsworthy, folks, not newsworthy. The Russian Space Forces, they call it, said that Russia had test-launched new intercontinental ballistic missiles Tuesday capable of carrying multiple independent nuclear warheads. The missile, called an RS-24, had not yet reached its designated target when this report came out. A Space Forces spokesman said, declining to give further information. No, this is not newsworthy, folks, but the bimbo eruptions in America are important, and these phony Republican, fascist, and Democratic Socialist candidates are important. We'll be right back for more on the Officer Jack McLam program.
Per- PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Up here once again at our two police and military associations high in the Rocky Mountains of Idaho, Idaho County, Idaho, matter of fact. And just wondering, yes, we have to wonder why we don't get these important issues in the news, okay? Russia test launches new intercontinental ballistic missiles that can carry multiple independent nuclear warheads. This missile, called the RS-24, Russian news reports report said the missile is seen as virtually replacing the aging RS-18s and RS-20s that are the backbone of the country's missile forces. The Nostrova news agency there in Russia cited an unnamed representative of the Russian Strategic Missile Forces Agency as saying that the RS-24 conforms with terms laid down in the START 1 treaty and the 2002 U.S.-Russia treaty that calls for reducing each country's nuclear arsenal to 1,700 to 2,000 warheads, meaning nuclear warheads, folks. So that wasn't newsworthy, okay? Had to go to the Russian newspaper for that one, folks. And this wasn't newsworthy either. It never is. When good citizens protect themselves with guns, it is not in the newspaper. This is an important one. I don't know if I shared it with you last week or not. I could have, because it was several weeks ago. But anyway, I think it's newsworthy for us to know that 11-year-old girl from Montana had a home invasion and a potential rape situation when two illegal aliens, Rafael Resendez, 23, and Enrique Garza, 26, broke into her two-story home. Her father had just left. I don't know why he left his 11-year-old girl behind, but maybe this is the reason. Okay? It seems the two crooks never learned two things. They were in Montana, and there's a lot of guns in the homes in Montana. I can tell you that because Idaho's right beside Montana, and there's a lot of guns in the homes of Idahoans, too. And they didn't know that Patricia, the 11-year-old little girl, was a clay pigeon shooting champion since she was 9 years old. Patricia was in her upstairs bedroom when the two men broke through the front door of the home. She quickly ran to her father's room and grabbed his 12-gauge Mossberg 500 shotgun. Illegal alien Resendez was the first to get up to the second floor, only to be first to catch a near-point-blank blast of buckshot from the girl's knee-crouch aim. He suffered fatal wounds to the abdomen and genitals. That's appropriate. When Garza ran to the foot of the stairs to come up, he took a blast to the left shoulder and staggered out into the street, where he bled to death before medical help could arrive. So sad. It was found out later that Resendez was armed with a stolen .45 caliber handgun he took from another home invasion robbery. The victim, 50-year-old David Burian, who he took the gun from, was not so lucky, as he died from stab wounds to the chest. Little 11-year-old Patricia staved off a robbery and potential rape because her parents taught her how to use a gun. Her parents just didn't hide a gun in the house and not educate her on the power that a firearm provides. Ignorance can be deadly, but fortunately for this Montana family, knowledge is power. Praise God, hallelujah, folks. But notice that didn't make the press, the American press, okay? If a teenager uses a gun to shoot another teenager or their brother or sister or themselves, it goes in the press, because the press is very anti-gun and anti-Second Amendment. 11-year-old, Montana, very, very good. And I'm really happy to see that two of Mexico's planned injections of criminals that they let out of jails in Mexico and prisons in Mexico and South and Central America those countries are injecting their criminals across the border into America for a number of reasons. The criminals will help the Mexican government run the drugs into the United States with the Bush crime family. That's right. The Bush crime family's been involved, and we have all the documents to prove it, even books written by DEA agents, retired DEA agents, and FBI agents, folks, documenting how the Bush crime family has been bringing hundreds of tons of drugs into the United States since the early 60s, along with the CIA. Okay? But anyway, so two more of the criminals that the evil communist Mexican government have injected into America are now pushing up daisies, all right, and gone to be with their God, and it isn't the Creator God of heaven. So, very good. Okay, folks. Sorry to laugh. I shouldn't laugh, but remember, I'm an old warrior, an old soldier, and an old cop. And I always did like to see the bad guys get it. I always like to see the bad guys get it because, folks, so true is the stories that police officers tell you that the majority, the vast, vast majority, 98% of the cases and the emergency calls they get there and it's too late. And the young girls are raped and murdered. The children many times are raped and murdered in the homes. The parents many times have to watch it happening, and the parents are killed. Because these parents don't have a way to protect their families. They've been convinced that if they have guns in the house, that their children will get the guns and go crazy or shoot one another. And so they don't have a way to protect themselves. So 98% of the calls we go on as cops, folks, and I'm an old retired cop from Phoenix, are very, very negative scenes. We get there in time to call in the morgue wagon or call in the paramedics if the people are still alive. Sir. Also, something that didn't catch the news, folks, and I'm really surprised that the Christian Newswire put this out. Because, of course, George W. Bush is the darling of the Christian Newswire. That's a news agency, folks. And also, most Christians around the nation, he's the darling. He's the wonderful Christian, almost like Jesus Christ returned, okay? But everything he does is antichrist, all right? Everything he does is antichrist, unless he's doing it for the photo op. Yes, the good old photo op, where he's got to be saying the name Jesus Christ, praying or looking pious and carrying his Bible or whatever it happens to be for the photo op. But then behind the scenes, we've gotten it from his Secret Service agents that he's flipping people off all the time, using the middle finger to flip them off and saying the F word. And remember what he said about the Constitution, that it is just a GD piece of paper, that it's no more than just a GD piece of paper. Good Christian to say, use the God's name in vain like that. But everything he does shows that he's not a Christian at all. One more here, folks, but this is really strange. I'm telling you, Christian Newswire usually puts out everything glowing and wonderful about our Christian president, okay? But on May 23rd, 2007, they put out something very, very different. They put out that the White House officially recognizes homosexual unions and homosexual parenting. Believe it or not. Well, this was May 30th now that this came out, but on May 23rd, 2007, you probably didn't hear that the White House silently and without any fanfare released an official White House photo of Vice President Dick Cheney and his wife, Liz Cheney, another Satanist couple, I mean very, very evil people, welcoming their sixth grandchild, Samuel David Cheney, into the Cheney fold. The beautiful little tyke weighed in at 8 pounds 6 ounces and was born at 9:46 a.m. at Sibley House in Washington, D.C. What is extremely troubling, and this is coming from the Christian Newswire, which is great, you know, but very shocking. What is extremely troubling is the official White House caption that appears underneath the photo on the official White House website. It says his parents are the Cheney daughter, Mary, and her homosexual partner. Now, it didn't say that. It says her partner, Heather Poe. Since when have two homosexual women been able to naturally procreate? Question mark by Christian Newswire. Fact is, as Mary Cheney, the vice president's daughter, in one way or another, received a male sperm. She is the biological mother, parent of number one, and some man somewhere out there, Samuel Davis's biological father, parent number two. Be right back, folks.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
White House officially recognizes homosexual unions and homosexual parenting. Of course, not out in public. No, not out in public, but behind the scenes, they're just okay with it. Here we're talking about the fact that Mary Cheney had to receive a male sperm, and although she's a biological mother, Heather Poe, her little lesbian lover, is not the biological Papa, okay? There's a man out there somewhere who is Samuel Davis's real biological father. Unlike the official White House photo caption, a man and a woman, a daddy and a mommy, are Samuel Davis Cheney's real biological parents. Then who is Heather Poe? Heather Poe is Mary Cheney's live-in lesbian lover. She may act like a parent. She may treat the baby as a parent. She may love this baby with all of her heart. But in this reality we live in today, Heather Poe is not the baby's real parent. She has no biological connection to the child whatsoever. Some man, the baby's real daddy, is the child's other real parent. If the vice president and his wife, Lynn, are joining their daughter, Mary, in playing this homosexual game of house, then all have chosen their roles and designated lesbian lover Heather Poe as the daddy. Anyone knows there can only be one real biological mommy. We are all adults here. Playing house is a game for children, not for the White House or the vice president and his wife. What is so hypocritical of this administration is its doublespeak. President George W. Bush held several pressing conferences calling for federal marriage amendment to protect the God-ordained institution of marriage between a man and a woman. This is a photo op, folks. While homosexuals pushed for the union of two men or two women to be equally recognized as real marriages. However, the president's number two right-hand man, who's really, we truly believe, folks, is the president. Vice President Dick Cheney is the president. He's making all these decisions. That dumbo boy George Bush is not bright enough. So we truly see in everything that happens that Dick Cheney is the one making the decisions for the presidency. But anyway, he clearly rebels against his superior, makes a public mockery of the president and the current administration he is supposed to represent, and clearly holds to a different set of moral standards and beliefs. Well, I'm going to get off that, folks. It goes on and on and on. But I am very pleased and pleased, just absolutely proud and pleased to hear that the Christian News Wire has came out and said something, has come out and said something against this president, who they consider Jesus Christ returned, or have for a long time. This is amazing. It's exciting. Well, I see that we have two callers on the line today. We're going to go to our callers real quick, and then we'll come back to the news and tell you about 50 years, Bush says now, in Iraq. Did we not tell you so? We are not leaving Iraq, folks. That is the staging area for the takeover of the whole Middle East. And Bush is finally showing his colors a little bit here. Surprisingly, but once again, Dick Cheney wouldn't have done that because it's just boy George Bush is not too bright. He lets things slip once in a while that he's not supposed to. He'll probably get spanked for that, which he'll probably enjoy, according to the homosexual websites out there that say he's a bisexual. I don't know that is true, folks. It's just that the homosexual websites, according to some of our police and soldiers, are saying that Bush is a bisexual, so they're probably going to spank him, and he'll probably like it. Anyway, John in Tennessee. Brother John, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Oh, thank you, Jack. This isn't what I called, but, you know, you brought something to mind when you were talking about Mary Cheney's baby.
Yeah.
My. What would we do if it came from the blue dress?
Yeah.
What if, I mean, what if Clinton is the father?
Well,
he probably left enough of that around the White House.
Well, I can guarantee you it's probably from one of these interbreeding families.
That's for sure. Well,
yeah.
The reason I called, Jack, have you heard, I was watching CNN, have you heard anything about the thwarted attack at Kennedy Airport?
The
blowing
up
the pipelines? No, it's a thwarted attack where there
were plans.
Okay, Jack,
I've heard about it this morning.
I've been delivering gasoline for going on 30 years.
Uh-huh.
I drive a truck, deliver gas.
I see.
I have seen pipeline fires.
Yes.
I have seen pipeline ruptures. It is an impossibility, Jack, to...
Hang on. John, right. Hang on there, brother. I hear the music. We'll be right back with John in Tennessee.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
John, go right ahead.
Okay, Jack, I'll make this quick. I've been delivering gasoline and diesel for 28, 29 years.
Uh-huh.
I've seen pipeline ruptures. I've seen tank farm fires. You know, they made it sound, and it wouldn't be a pleasant sight, but they said it would have been so catastrophic and it would have made the Twin Towers pale in comparison. Jack, you cannot set an underground tank on fire. You can't blow a tank underground up. I don't care what you have in it. Once you get below ground and it doesn't have the oxygen to burn, it's not going. It'll burn, but it won't explode.
I see. I didn't know that.
Pipelines underground.
Yeah.
You know, you'd have to attack a pumping facility, which is normally even on a big pipeline, maybe a 10-by-12 building. You may cause a valve to catch on fire and have an explosion in a building at a valve.
I see.
You're not going to destroy entire neighborhoods.
Huh.
So to me, Jack,
it's a false flag scare
is what it is. See, we saved you. Now next time we're going to want more liberty, more control, because after all, we saved the whole city of New York and JFK Airport.
You've got it figured out, John.
Well,
that's
I believe that I'm right. But
no,
if
I believe you're right too, John.
Well, I've seen I've had tanks catch on fire through the years, underground tanks. And you go kick the lid on it, you know, a little metal lid, and it puts the fire out. There's no oxygen. You can't have a fire. I don't care what you're trying to burn. No air, no fire.
Fascinating. Fascinating. This old cop didn't know that, but it makes sense, John. Makes sense. And
well, I think it's, and I've heard people on RBN. In fact, I heard someone this morning that was a repeat of maybe 6 months ago that said they expected a false operation.
Oh, yes.
And they said it would be foolish to do it in New York. Well, here we go, JFK, you know. And they got some guys from Trinidad or wherever it's at. And I'm not saying, Jack, that there's not people that don't want to destroy this country. I'm not that foolish.
Yes.
But I'm also not foolish enough to believe that even if they do, we have put them in the position to do it. We, you know, we supplied them with arms and training and all the rest of it. And it's like it's said a million times. It's about control.
Yes.
You're scared, I'll save you.
Yes.
You
well,
sign
John,
your life away to me.
Yeah. John, we've also provided them with anger.
Sure.
Vengeance, because we're over there messing in their countries, and over in Iraq right now, according to our soldiers, we've killed 800,000 men, women, and children there in Iraq alone.
Let me. Can I tell you why I believe that, that Iraq and Hussein in the Middle East, one of the reasons that they're so upset with the United States, we built their oil refineries. We built their pumping facilities. We didn't teach them how to operate them, so as a result, you've got people from Bechtel and Cheney's organization running the places.
Yeah.
Well, the Arabs, they got rich. They've got money. What do I do with it? The United States said buy gold, so they bought gold. They lined their bathtubs. They had gold fixtures on their sinks. Then, you know, prices change, and they've got their people in their nation where everything is supplied for them, and they need cash. What are you going to do? Well, you need to sell your gold, and we'll buy it from you. So they sold the gold at one price, bought it back at a lower price, and then wonder why you have the Middle East upset with you when you've ripped them off seven ways from Sunday.
Well, there's a number of things, John. Saddam Hussein and Ahmadinejad and now Hugo Chavez have all chosen to switch over to the euro off the dollar. And the international banking scum that control these nations can't allow that. So we went
I said that a year and a half ago. I was telling people what was going to happen. And you know, and this isn't at RBN. This is on local radio in Alabama and Tennessee.
Yes.
And it was foolishness on my part. Why would they do that? Well, Jack, if I'm going to loan you, like China, for instance, $850 billion, what are you going to give me for collateral? Am I going to do it on your signature?
Right.
When your money is worth nothing?
That's right.
Okay, so give me
dollars
some collateral.
And
I'm fine as long as you can pay the interest. I don't ever care if you pay the principal. Just keep paying the interest.
Yes.
And when you can't pay the interest, guess what? I don't want your lousy money anymore. Here it is. I want pay up, pay me. And when you can't pay me, then you've got problems. And I believe we're very close to that point right now. We can't pay the interest on the debt.
No.
So we financed our future to China and Venezuela and Iraq and Iran and Japan and 30 other nations. And payday's coming, Jack.
That's right, brother. Payday is coming real quick.
All right, thanks,
John,
sir.
Thank you, brother. Thank you very much for calling in. Call back again. Let's go to our dear brother Ernie in West Virginia. Wait a minute. It says West Virginia, but it's Virginia, folks. Ernie's in Virginia. Go right ahead, Ernie.
Okay, thank you, Jack. Yes, Ernie is in Virginia. I enjoyed your opening statements about the focus by the major media on the bimbo eruptions.
Yes.
I actually really enjoyed your discussion about Patricia. I don't recall hearing. Did you mention a website when you talked about that the history of that caper in Montana? And
No. All I have is somebody was kind enough to send it over by email.
Okay.
Over to me from Judy Hensel.
Okay.
A friend of ours here, she found it on, wait a minute, it is here. Yeah, it is here, a website. Here it is, www.libertypost.org.
Got it. I'm going to send that around to my friends and to some other folks.
Yes.
That should be discussed nationwide. In addition, I wanted to bring to your attention a couple outstanding articles on newswithviews.com today.
Oh, okay.
The first one is by Dr. Stanley Monteith, and it's titled The True Story of 9/11, Part 2.
Uh-huh.
And in his piece, he writes about who controls the U.S. government today and the major media. And the information that he provides here in the details, he talks about our friends in the Council on Foreign Relations that go back, way back, and they seem to have been running things in both political parties, the White House, and the senior executives, most of the federal agencies, and they run our major media. So is there no surprise that the focus is on bimbo eruptions?
That's right.
And also other participating members in this gang, and I should also mention not only the CFR folks, but the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission.
That's right.
Club of Rome, leading Masons, occult groups, and the spiritual hierarchy that energizes them. He calls them the Brotherhood of Darkness.
Yes.
So he talks about the Washington Post and these conservative, so-called conservative network executives and celebrities, such as Charles Krauthammer, William Buckley, George Will, Jim Hoagland. All of these are wonderful members, along with Dan Rather, Tom Brokaw, and Jim Lear. And so does it really come as any surprise we read only about bimbo eruptions and not what is really going on in the world that's going to affect us in a big way, such as the Law of the Sea Treaty, which is back on the Senate's agenda, which will give the U.N. taxing authority over minerals, our oceans, give them control, and further reduce our national sovereignty. Where's the discussion on the 1,000 pages in the proposed Senate amnesty bill, where the president spoke of last week and charged citizens, if we oppose it, we must be against diversity? Do you remember some of that discussion, Jack?
Oh, yes, I sure do.
Well, it seems that 70 to 80% of the people are very opposed to any proposed amnesty deal, but what's worse, it's what's in that 1,000 pages. Because I really don't think, even if that was passed, the real intent is to get illegal aliens to pay a $5,000 fine, because it's not logical. If they can't be in the system, collect benefits, go to public school, get free medical services, why would they pay $5,000, Jack?
It's ridiculous, brother.
It's
ridiculous.
Totally absurd.
No.
And
I wash for the American public.
Exactly. But what's hidden in it is the discussion on accelerating the merger of the U.S. with Mexico and Canada.
Uh-huh.
Also, the there's going to be people who are employed are going to have to get on some workers list. This pertains to all American citizens, and this workers list is going to be administered by Homeland Security.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you're critical of the government, guess what? You could be like on a no-fly list or a no-workers list.
Uh-huh.
You won't be able to work because you've been outspoken against our government, consistent with the hate crime legislation to make it illegal for citizens to voice criticism of the government for all of the waste, NAFTA, and the record trade deficits. Where's all this going to end, Jack?
Well, in a new world order, brother, a utopian world that you and I are just going to love.
Oh, I know, and that's the real intent here. All of this is to push us into a position of economic instability where we will have no other choice because of the outsourcing of our jobs, a loss of our manufacturing base and capacity, that we will have to turn to the feudal landlords of the black nobility in Europe called the Illuminati that seem to be making all kinds of inroads in Europe.
Yes.
Bob Chapman wrote about in his latest piece titled, let's see if I can find that because this is very important. He talks about recent elections in Europe and I think it was France. Mr. Sarkozy is an ardent Zionist, quote, ardent Zionist, who apparently is supported by the Illuminati and represents the Rothschild and international bankers. Are you familiar
surprise,
with that name?
Surprise.
Right. Well, this is going to end. We will probably have a false flag operation. John was talking about it a little in the prior caller's comments about in New York and Kennedy Airport. But with the president's recent directive in May giving him more authority into should a martial law situation be necessary, and that's not clear how he's going to define when that is necessary.
That's right.
It could be a Katrina type event, or it could be another terrorist attack. But, you know, in my reading of all these investigations of potential terrorists, I think we've only identified maybe 12 in the past 5 years.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah, but we have such a crisis and a threat from terrorists when we have open borders. None of this stuff makes any sense, and if it's not logical, it doesn't measure up. And what I'm also reading that there is a meeting this week in Istanbul, Turkey, or near Istanbul, another Bilderberg meeting.
That's right.
And so are they playing chess again, or are they dividing up the world, and we're just cannon fodder for the next war?
They're planning the next months here of the country. We've got to plan it because they have to have all their ducks in a row to set up this martial law system. And got to get their metal detectors planted in the forest all over the nation so that if you and I try to get out and not go into the New World Order, that they can come dropping out of the helicopters on top of us. Everything has to be planned. Everything has to be decided ahead of time, and that's what they're doing at these Bilderberger meetings. Also, they're choosing who's going to be the next president.
That is true. Who's going to be the next president? And they'll have representatives on both sides. They select who will be the ultimate president.
Uh-huh.
But Jack, we're looking at timing right now. It will, because things are eroding so quickly, if you look at the real estate market, real estate industry, our manufacturing base, our automobile industry, we're spinning out of control economically. And these record deficits, no one wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to tell the real truth. Government is lying in their statistics. Inflation is well above 10%. The unemployment rate is through the roof, and we got thousands and thousands of people potentially going to be laid off in the next 12 months. So they've got to pull this false flag operation sooner than later.
That's right. That solves everything, Ernie. That solves everything for them. Martial law will solve everything. They will throw out the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and we will obey, or we'll be shot in the head.
In the head, or will we be going to one of the Halliburton? If you remember, there were more sole source contracts.
Camps.
Right. These are detention centers for the. Purportedly for terrorists, but you and I know if they're no terrorists, what are they really earmarked for?
Hey, Ernie, you remember when Reagan was president and he passed in the budget for 10 of these concentration camps to be set up, and when we in law enforcement questioned the White House about it, they said, oh, we're going to round up all of these illegal aliens and put them in these camps. That's what they're for.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. Right.
And why did they build that? I think this was built during the Reagan era. Why did they build that big one in Alaska that I think that will house, what, a million people?
Yeah, at least a million people. And we have two of them in northern Arizona. I visited one of them, and they're really cute. You know, these international Antichrist Satanists are really cute. In the one I visited up in northern Arizona, Ernie, huge, huge fenced area with the Constantina wire inside, not outside, to keep the people from climbing over once they put you in there. But they had a name on the front door of this facility, on the front gate, and it was Transylvania Incorporated. How you like that one?
How funny.
Transylvania Incorporated.
Oh, my gracious. And to wrap up, I would like to encourage your listeners to keep calling the Senate and the Congress about this amnesty bill, because apparently it's having some effect. I was reading in the, or watching the news the other day, and the RNC, the Republican National Committee, has had to let go their phone solicitors.
Uh-huh. Hang on, Ernie. Okay. We'll be right back, brother. Hang on. I want to hear the rest of your comments there. Folks, you're listening to the Officer Jack McLam program on the wonderful RBN, Public Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Ernie, go ahead and finish up, brother.
Okay, Jack. Essentially, the gist of the discussion was in, about the RNC firing all their phone solicitors. It's mm-hmm. been in response to this proposed amnesty bill and Bush's outspokenness. And to me, he's attacked his base stupidly. I just can't believe a president would so undermine his own political party as this president has. He clearly is not working on behalf of his constituents,
That's
the
right.
country, and his proposed merger with Mexico, Canada, and it tells me that he's working for another group. I say he's purely a globalist, but what's happened is some of the solicitors have been interviewed, and 99% of the people that have been calling in the past couple of months were raising all kinds of dickens about this, saying that they were absolutely opposed, especially the Republican base. But when I saw, too, today an article on WorldNet Daily by Patrick Buchanan titled GOP Base Time to Lock and Load.
Uh-huh.
And he's even now describing the situation with the White House and talking in terms of the damage being caused by the president to his party. This is what Buchanan said. The damage Bush has done to his party is beginning to rival that of Herbert Hoover. Now, I know senator from Kentucky, do you recall his name? Is it McDonnell or McConnell?
McConnell, I think it is.
Yes, McConnell. He's clearly a globalist, too, to think that their support of this amnesty bill is not going to have any adverse effect on the Republican senatorial candidates in the next election.
Yeah, sure.
He's got to be out as much out to lunch as President Bush.
Yeah.
And it tells me that the Senate is just indifferent to the American people, and I believe we should go back to what we had in the Constitution for many years up until 1913. We should return the election of senators to
That's
our
right.
respective state legislatures.
Eliminate the 17th Amendment. That's
Absolutely.
Right.
Eliminate it. It's bad news. These people are working for the international bankers. They're not working for the good of the country. They have another agenda. And unfortunately, so many of these senators are CFR members, and they don't disclose it to their constituents. But I believe if the state legislators could pick and choose their people, they would have somebody to represent their respective states and not the international banking crowd and the globalist one-world government agenda.
That's true, Ernie, because they would be voted out if our state representatives did not pick somebody that represented our people, we'd vote them out.
Oh, absolutely.
So
and we've got
the beauty of that system that was the constitutional system set up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, speaking of that, the states of Nevada, in my reading, and even California, they have urged their state legislatures, they have resolutions calling for the impeachment of President Bush for his lying to get us into these preemptive wars. For other reasons, and I understand there are 70 cities and many towns that have written. But where are the state senators? I mean, these senators, that why aren't they representing their constituents?
Yes, and why hasn't all of this come out in the news?
Oh, yes, in the news.
Yeah.
And why is Harry Reid and Ms. Pelosi, those two folks, why aren't they calling for the impeachment of President Bush when their respective states are clamoring for it?
Yeah, and Pelosi, it'd be old President Cheney, because I think he is the president, would move on up, and he'd have to show himself as president if Bush was kicked out of office.
Well, I would think if you took impeachment action, you'd have to go for both.
Yeah, I think so. And then we have Pelosi in there. But, you know, as bad as I think Pelosi